but the salvation of the justice of our Lord, and he is their protector in the time of tribulation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today it's the feast of Saint Placidus and his companions. Saint Placidus was a companion of Saint Benedict when spreading the order of Benedictines to southern Italy. And he wanted to make all his countrymen to love God, but he paid a heavy price, his own life. A group of pagan pirates killed him and his monks because they hated Christianity and then burned their monastery. Saint Placidus was a missionary worker, like your priests are, children. Last week, Father Maguire visited Kansas to bring Mass to one of our faithful there, who is one of our long-distance Gertrudian faithful. So in the honor of the Sunflower State, I'll tell you today about a Catholic schoolgirl named Helen Guth, who lived in Kansas in the 1930s, in the midst of a huge economic depression. She was a very obedient little girl, and she loved to pray. She was very thoughtful, too. Whenever she would cut out paper dolls for her little sister, she would always take good care that the scraps of paper would fall into the waste basket instead of on the floor. She did this to save her mother from doing unnecessary work. Helen also loved her father very much. She would cry every time he left for work. He usually left for work in the afternoon, about the time Helen was getting out of school. She had to wear a boy's coat to school because her father was so poor and could not afford to buy nice clothes for his children. But she never made a fuss or said anything because she didn't want to make her parents unhappy. Little Helen also had a touching sense of honesty. If she was ever blamed of doing anything bad, she would immediately run to the crucifix, which hung in the dining room, and placed her hands upon it as her way of proving that she was innocent. And little Helen truly never touched the crucifix unless she truly was innocent. When she was in the second grade, she decided to attend Mass every day. At that time, the school she attended, it was not obligatory for the children to go to Mass every day. But when the month of May was about to start, her teacher made a Mass chart for the month and put the names of all the children there. Every day, those who attended Mass marked an X on the chart. Helen said that she was going to mark an X clear across the chart and that she would faithfully attend Mass every single day. But as it turned out, she would only be able to attend 4 Masses of the month of May. On the first Friday, May 6th in the year 1939, little Helen went to Mass and received Holy Communion. When she came home from school, she changed from her school uniform into her play clothes and went across the street to play with her companions. During the play, Helen dashed across the street directly into the path of a fire truck. Her father was standing across the street. He saw the fire truck coming and yelled Helen to hurry out of the way. But when she was running, she stumbled and hit her head on the curbing. The father picked her up and carried her to their house. When she regained consciousness, her head ached terribly, and she said, "Oh, Daddy, I'm going to die. This terrible pain in my head hurts me very much." Then she again became unconscious. The doctor was called immediately, but nothing could be done for Helen because she had an intracerebral hemorrhage where your brain tissues bleed. The priest was called and he gave her extreme unction. She died the following morning, the first Saturday, and was buried on the first anniversary of her first Holy Communion. Of course, her parents were heartbroken, but as it is said in today's Mass introit, our Lord is the protector of the just in the time of their tribulation. One night, while her father was praying the rosary before the crucifix in the dining room, the same on which Helen so often placed her hands to prove that she was innocent, a flaming cross appeared before him. He first thought this vision was only his imagination, but he called his wife, and she too saw the cross before her. The cross remained there until Father had finished his rosary. The next day he told the priest about the vision, and the priest said that the cross was a sign that little Helen was really in heaven. Dear children, we have learned in religion class that it is only with God that you can truly be happy. We will be so happy in heaven, and all the sorrows of this earth will be left behind. Some people will be called earlier, some later, and we don't always know God's reasons for that, but we know his reasons always turn out good. Saint Placidus, today's saint, almost drowned when he was 7 years old, but he was saved so that he could, as a priest, preach salvation to many of his countrymen. And there's a reason for your lives as well, children, so make good use of it, and live serving God well, being obedient to his commandments, and loving and charitable to your neighbor. You also need to be thankful that in this school you have the great blessing of the daily Mass, of which Helen Guth was so eagerly wanted to go. Father Cecada gets letters all the time from people who watch our daily Mass broadcast and hope that they could attend here in person, but they can't because they live too far away. In the Holy Mass, you are with God, your Heavenly Father, and like little Helen cried when she saw her father leave for work, our friends who watch these Masses online are sad that they cannot be here with you, children. After Father Maguire's trip to Kansas, I was thinking of my favorite childhood book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, where the heroine Dorothy also hails from Kansas. In the book, she has a little dog named Toto, and it says that Toto didn't really care whether he was in Kansas or the land of Oz, as long as Dorothy was with him. But he knew she was unhappy far away from home, and that made him unhappy too. So children, no matter where you live or how old you live, appreciate the blessing of your daily Mass, where you meet God himself. Because as long as you are with God, you are happy, and on the other hand, no place on earth can make you happy if you stay away from God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.